The event began on Fountain Square in downtown Cincinnati. Among the police departments represented were Springdale, Amberley Village, Addiston, Miami University, Fairfax, and Villa Hills. Speakers included Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley, Acting City Manager Scott Stiles, and Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell.
It's just unfortunate that we have heroes that fall, that leave behind wives and husbands, parents and kids, friends and comrades. I pray for the year that we don't lose any brothers or sisters. Wouldn't that be nice? Until then, however, off we go, serving and protecting, caring about the community.
The keynote address was delivered by Hamilton County Coroner Dr. Lakshmi Samarko. She said 112 officers fell in the line of duty in the United States last year, the fewest since 1959.
We rejoice that the number of fatalities has diminished this year, but we must remember that the cost of our public safety carries a great price. As officers of law enforcement, we're citizens ourselves. We're not above the laws we serve, and we're from the people and for the people. We're trusted by our friends and neighbors to enforce the laws. This ceremony reminds us that there are those who take on the responsibility for the safety of society with courage and diligence. Quietly and often without recognition, they face danger to protect us every single day. Nationally, more than 850,000 men and women who guard us are at great risk. One in 15 officers is assaulted every other day. One in 46 officers is injured every other day. Let's remember that each one of those officers is someone's brother or sister, son or daughter, mother or father.
After the ceremonies on Fountain Square, there was a march to the Cincinnati Police Memorial on Ezra Charles Drive across the street from District 1 Police Headquarters. The parade included police motorcycles, cruisers with lights flashing, a color guard, and officers marching with members of their families. I'm Steve Hirschberg.